November 5th. Guy Fawkes plots to blow up the English Parliament. On this day, in 1605, the plot to blow up Parliament and assassinate King James VI of Scotland, who also became King James I of England, was foiled. The authorities searched Westminster Palace during the early hours of the 5th of November and found Guy Fawkes guarding the explosives. Asked what he was doing in possession of so much gunpowder, Fawkes answered, "To blow you Scotch beggars back to your native mountains." This brave comment earned the admiration of King James. Over the next few days, Fawkes was questioned and severely tortured, and eventually he confessed to the plot. Immediately before his execution, Fawkes jumped from the scaffold where he was to be hanged and broke his neck, thus avoiding the agony of the mutilation that would have followed. Each year, this gunpowder plot event is remembered with bonfires and fireworks, where a guy in effigy is burnt, and cats and dogs all over the country go crazy. Fawkes was clearly a brave and daring man, if a rather foolish one. Today's poem by Rudyard Kipling is all about that kind of being brave, and it's called If. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Today I ask that I may be brave in all that I set out to do.